Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 61. And we will read this psalm before we start our prayer. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing a praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Remind us the sum of the vows that we made to God. God wants us to remind us today that whatever you make vow to God, you do it. God, as we obey Him, as we pray, as we commit ourselves, prayer is not only to ask God, but to commit your life to Him. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. Continue, Lord, lead us and guide us with your love and mercy and strength. We thank you, gather us today as a church. Oh Lord, we come together to worship you and serve you and to pray at your feet and to trust you our life. We magnify you, Jesus. We adore you. We thank you for your work that you have done on the cross to forgive us our sins and trespass and shortcomings. We commit our lives and ways unto you, Lord, today. We commit ourselves to continue to serve you and do the work of yours and to live according to your will. O God, just confess to the Lord your sins and your trespasses and the things that right that you did not do and the wrongs that you have done. Forgive, Lord, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness as we commit ourselves and utter our vows once again to you. Heal us and restore us. Cleanse us by the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we pray that, oh Lord, you provide our needs, oh God. Ask the Lord to provide you his need, provide you all your needs, the big and small. Sometimes you have a problem, but you never put it in the hand of God, or sickness, or certain need you are looking for, but you had not asked God. And the Lord say, you don't have because you don't ask. Yes, Lord, we ask you now our needs, O God. We trust that you provide all our needs in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Answer our prayers. Satisfy us with good things. We bless you, Lord. Pray now, let's pray for our families and pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. We thank you, God, for all the families. Thank you, those who serve you, the parents, and anoint them to continue to do right and to lead their children in the right way. Pray for children to be obedient to their parents, to repent of their sins, and to abide with the instruction that they receive from the parents, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers and hear our cry for mercy, O God. I pray for each and every family to shine, that people will come to know you through their lives in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear for our cry for mercy in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for one another. Pray if you know somebody having a problem, having a struggle, you pray that God will help him and set him free from all these things that he's suffering, from sickness or certain need or lack of job, you pray, or certain problem. God can answer our prayers, and we can help them through our prayers now. Hear our cry and tend unto our prayers, O God. Pray for your job, the place that you are working, your boss. I pray, Lord, bless the places that my brethren are working. And I pray that you guide them and you give them the best, give them favor. Bless these places so they will also prosper. I pray that they will be preaching your word to the people around them. I pray they will take their salaries on time, they will be promoted. They will continue to be faithful to bring their tithes and offering and first fruit to you. Oh Lord, I pray for our brethren who have delayed salaries for months and they have not taken salaries. I pray all their pending salaries to be given, bless their companies to give them in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we magnify you, we adore you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and thank you for your faithfulness, O God. Let's pray for the places that we came from. Let's pray for our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, our families, back home in these places, that they will come to know Christ, and those who are unsafe, that we will preach to them, use our lives and talents, and all the skills of communication that's available now to reach these people. Oh God, become it ourselves for this task in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the place that God put His church here in UAE and all the extension in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, and also the countries of Africa. Lord, we pray for all these places. You grant us favor from you and from the governments that you will, all our logistic needs will be met, O God, and all the documentations that's needed, that we'll have it. O Lord, we pray. We pray for these people to open their eyes with visions and dreams to know that you are the true God. And help us, O Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for their salvation, to pray for them to know you and to evangelize to the people around us and to also obey the rules of the land. Lord, we pray for the church. Pray now for yourself and your ministry. Pray that you will be refilled with the Holy Ghost and move forward to preach the gospel and to make disciples and to spread God's word to the people around you. Yes, Lord, I pray for the refilling of the Holy Ghost. Refill us and help us, O God, to save you. I pray that you supply us with all the spiritual gifts that we lack. Message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healing, prophets, Lord, the prophets, and gift of pastoring, teaching, gift of also evangelizing. Lord, whatever talents and skill we lack, you give us so that we'll go and evangelize and make disciples and do the ministry, oh God, that you entrust us. Thank you, Lord, for all the mysteries in the church, the Bible studies. Thank you for the church school. Thank you for the also the washroom ministry, the farming. We thank you, God, for also thank you for the publication and the translation. We We thank you, Lord, for all the media that is used by you to spread your word. Oh God, raise up more people to save you among us. Set apart people from us to the mission, to the work that you had prepared for them. Let be, Lord, more missionary journey open, more people saved, more disciples made, and more Bible studies, and also more congregations to be planted. Lord, even this day, we have to bless our worship. Bless our songs, and our also our voices. Bless the instruments, O God, and bless also, Lord, this recording. Bless the message, the giving, all the items of our worship today. We thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Salvation belongs to our God. Yes, oh God, thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sin. Thank you, Master.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Save us from the darkness. We rejoice in your power and might. Yes, Father, you have called us out of darkness. Out of darkness into your marvelous light. Indeed, there is none like you. None at all, O Father.
The Lord. Let's now bring to the Lord what we do for Him from our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit into the storehouse of God as He already commanded us. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have given us from our salaries, incomes, and provision, and blessings from every side as we bring to you, Lord, as we belong to you from tithes and offerings and first fruit. O God, fulfill your promise that you open the windows of heaven, the floodgates of heaven, and shower too much blessings in our life that we have no place to keep, and rebuke all the devourer, rebuke all pestilence, fines, penalties, and sicknesses, and accidents. Take it away in the name of Jesus, and let all nations know we are blessed by you. Lord, I pray for this money, multiply it and use it to reach the lost. And I pray for our brethren who have no job, provide them job and income to go on and work and earn their living, and also that they will be faithful to you to bring back to you what's due for you. Thank you, God. We bless you. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Philippians. chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. The title of the message today is Work Out Your Own Salvation. God give us today assignment that each and every one of us need to work out his own salvation. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Let's pray, Lord, thank you for your word to us. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Anoint my lips, O God, and put verses, and let your word bring the purpose that you want to achieve in each and everyone's lives, in the life of your church, here in this congregation, and the rest of the congregations, and the families, and the members of the church. I pray for revival. I pray for fruit, 30 and 60 and 100, fruit of the Holy Spirit, fruit of repentance, fruit of new disciples and workers, fruit of backsliders coming back to you to serve you and put their life into your hand. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We know that the salvation of God is free. We receive it through the grace of God, through the work of Jesus on the cross. We read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, say, Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Our salvation is through grace, not by work. That we cannot add anything to it, and we cannot subtract anything from it. But it is by grace we are saved, and that come through our faith in the work of Jesus on the cross, and we receive the salvation of God. But you know, hear faith when he say faith, and all of us here have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? When we say by faith, the word faith means that we obey Christ. We obey the word of God. Faith is accompanied by obedience. Amen? Faith accompanied by obedience. In Romans chapter 1, God called us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Fear and trembling, it means that it is a risky process. We have to be very careful how to work it out. Work it out, there's work in and there's work out. We receive things and we have to work it out. Romans chapter 1 and verse 5 say, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. You say here, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. So here, for obedience to the faith, when Paul said, when we declare this faith, we are declaring the obedience to this faith. So when we receive Christ, we need to obey his word. Also, Apostle Paul say in Romans chapter 16, again, we will see how the faith and obedience are linked together. Faith and obedience are linked together. And Romans chapter 16 and verse 25-26, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. See the last statement, the declaration of Paul. Made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Here, faith need to be accomplished, accompanied by obedient. Now, there are many Christians who are taking the grace and the mercy of God for granted. And there are many churches who teach and preach, once you are saved, you are saved. Now, I tell you the truth, if you will go back and do sin and do wrong, and do not do what God wants you to do, and do not do His will, and you don't live His plan, and you don't serve God, I will tell you, you will be lost, and you are your salvation in peril. That's why today, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In the book of Titus, many Christians, Titus chapter 2, many Christians, you know, they will rely on the material things they have, job, salary, material possession, and also they will boast with answer of prayers, with the ministry. They think that all these things is approval from God about their sinful lifestyle. No, not at all. They are now blind. They are thinking that they, when they have these good things, God is approving their sinful style. No, God still wants them to repent of their sin. Titus chapter 2, speaking about the salvation that revealed by God to us. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men. Amen. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking to the for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Now here, what we understand here that when we receive the grace of God that has appeared to all men to bring the salvation of God, what we need to do? We need to deny. Denying ungodliness, worldly lust, evil desire, wrongdoing, flesh and work of the flesh in our life. This all we need to renounce. All these things and we live soberly, self-control, not to do sin, righteously and in godly manner in this present world. While we are living, we need to live a godly life, away from sin and naughtiness, and that God wants us. We receive Christ, amen, when we are saved. Hallelujah. We receive Christ. Who is Christ? Let's go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1 and verse 14. You know, when we receive Christ, we must know what we are receiving. When they tell you once you are saved because you receive Christ. No, you must know what you received. John 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh, and that's Christ. Word made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You know, when you receive Christ, you receive the Word of God that you need to obey. When Christ came, God sent His Word. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to save us. When Christ came, He obeyed the will of God. He obeyed the Word of God. And in the same way, God wants us to obey His will and to obey His Word. To receive Christ is to receive the Word of God. In the book of 1 Corinthians, you know, we must understand, even workers, pastors, believers, when they, even those who serve God, even they, those who do good ministries, if they live their life in sin or in disobedience, or they are not doing exactly what God wants from them, they will be lost. Their salvation is in peril. Therefore, work out your salvation. Don't think that you are sitting in the church, you are safe. No. You must do His will and do His work. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, and verse 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Now here, Apostle Paul reminding them about the gospel that they have received and he has preached to them. You know, in verse 2, he said to them, by which also you are saved. By that gospel you are saved. But he put condition. If ye keep a memory that I preach unto you. He said, what I preach unto you, if you keep it that, keep it in memory and do it and live it. You are saved. That's what he say. Unless we have believed in vain. He say, if you don't keep what you had received, if you don't keep the teaching that we give you, the instruction that we give you, your salvation is in peril. Yeah, God has a good plan for you. God had blessed you much. You have received much from the Lord. Now you have to work it out. Your own salvation with fear and trembling. And that is what we had read earlier, that God is working through us, in us, to will and to purpose that we need to achieve. In Apostle James also, James chapter 1, Apostle James also spoke about the same. James chapter 1 and verse 21. James 1 verse 21 say, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Here he did not mention to receive Christ, but to receive his word. He say, lay aside, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, all sin, flesh desire, wrongdoing, all these things we have to keep aside and receive with meekness, humble down and receive with meekness the engrafted word. The word receive here, when you say receive, it means you take, you accept, you apply, you bow to, you abide with, you fulfill the word of God in your life. That is what he said, the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. If you don't keep the word of God alive, your salvation alive in your life, that you live the will of God by what you receive of instruction of God and his plan, his good plan for you. If you will not do that, then your salvation is in peril. That's why today the message, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In John chapter 8, John chapter 8, and how the Lord also instruct us that we need to keep his word alive in our lives. John chapter 8, verse 31 and verse 32, then Jesus said to those Jews which believe on him, If you continue in my word, see here you have to continue the word of God and the teaching, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you keep the word of God in your life and continue the word of Jesus and the teaching of the Lord and serve Him and do His will, you are indeed the disciple of Jesus, and you are knowing the truth, and you are set free from the things that is making also bondage and sin. Now how about those who had thrown away the word of God at their back? We read about them in Psalm chapter 50. It says, Psalm 50 and verse 17. Psalm 50 verse 17 say, seeing thou hatest instruction and casted my words behind thee. Those who had received the word of God, but they throw the word of God at their back, what will happen to them? I tell you, if they would not repent of this, they will go to hell. There's no way to be saved unless you obey the word of God. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 18, speak about the wicked and speak also about the righteous. You say about the wicked, if he will repent, what will happen to him? And the righteous, when he will do wrong, what will happen to him? Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 21 to verse 24, we say, but if the wicked will turn from all his sin that he has committed and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. All his transgressions that he has committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked shall die, say the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? The Lord here mentioned that if the wicked repent, if you repent of your sin, you will live. And I will continue and read what God say also, verse 24. But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he had done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he had trespassed, and in his sin that he had sinned, in them shall he die. So it's very clear, when the wicked do wrong, he will die. You must realize that when you are saved, God had a purpose and has a plan in your life. You cannot do your own. You cannot be deviated from the plan of God. You know, before we are saved, we were living in the darkness. But after our salvation, things need to be changed. In Ephesians chapter 2, if you read verse 1 to 10, Ephesians 2 verse 1 to 10. You say, and you have he quickened and were dead in trespass and sin. As we were dead in sin and trespass. Wherein times past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also you had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were the and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For ye are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. There's a good work that God hath ordained for us to pass through. But we read in verse 2, wherein in the time past you walk according to the course of this world. When you walk according to the course of this world, to the ways of this world, God does not want you to, after you receive Christ and his word, you go along the ways of this world. You will follow the pattern of the world. You will do things not in the plan of God. Even if you're going to do good things, but if they are not in the plan of God, you are in peril, and you should repent of that, and you come back to the Lord. In verse 3, you say that, among whom you were all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh. When you sin, when you live to fulfill the desire of your flesh, the lust of your body, you are the work of the flesh. You are losing your salvation. We will read about the work of the flesh. Anger, telling lies, adultery, fornication, cheating, stealing, and the rest of the work of the flesh that will make you lose your salvation. We can read that about that in Galatians chapter 5. Work out your salvation. Work out your salvation, the plan of God, the will of God, the word of God, live it, and the purpose that he had for you. Come to serve the Lord. You have to receive a lot of good things. Don't be busy with the work of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 to 21. The scripture cleans us from sin, as we read. So to be reminded to repent. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And there are contrary, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, and uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Those who live as such, and if you continue to live in such sinful way, you are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Which are the sin in your life? Fighting, anger, immorality, cheating, telling lies, all these will take the salvation of God from your life. And also, if you don't serve God, if you are unfaithful, you have received things from the Lord, good things you have received, but you are not serving. In Matthew chapter Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. What the Lord say about the servant who took one tenant, but he did not do good things for the Lord. Matthew chapter 25, verse 28 to verse 30. When you receive things good from God, but you don't save. For the Lord, judgment on him and on you if you don't save God. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So what the Lord will do, will take away from you what he had given you and give it to others, and also you will be end up in hell. That is the danger of not serving God. In Luke chapter 12, working out your salvation with fear and trembling. These are the scripture. Luke chapter 12. And we will read verse 42 to 46. Luke 12, 42 to 46. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. God will reward the servant. Of a truth I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But if the servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat and the men servant and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Now here the point, the judgment of the Lord will come on those servants, those who are bad stewards. They receive good things, but they are move away and they are not serving the Lord and they are doing nonsense. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 we have read, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God had a purpose for us. God has his will and a plan for each and every one of us. We need to do it. When we are saved, when the day we receive Christ, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a down payment. It's the guarantee of the down payment that for us to have inheritance in heaven. We read about that in Ephesians chapter 1, about this sealing of the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13 and verse 14, about this seal of the Holy Spirit, in whom ye also trusted after that ye hear the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believe, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of a promise. After you receive Christ, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. We can read also about the seal of the Holy Spirit in the book of in the book of 2 Corinthians. We can read about it also. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. This the seed of the Holy Spirit will remain on us until we die and until that Christ will come. But if you live in righteousness, you'll be saved. But if you live in sin and you die, or if you live in sin and away from God, away from His will and away from serving God, and you die, even if you have the seed of the Holy Spirit, you will end up in hell. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 and verse 22, now He which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us in God, whom have also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. When you yield to the Holy Spirit that you are sealed with, you will cooperate with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will reproduce in you the fruit of the Holy Spirit that will make you and give you characters like Jesus. And if he's in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, when you give yourself to the Holy Spirit, you will reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. These are the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And when you give your life to the Lord, you will have this fruit, and later on as you are sanctifying, as you are repenting, you will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and you will start to serve the Lord. You know, when you live contrary to that, the Holy Spirit will suffer that you are sealed with. In the book of Ephesians, we can read, when you are sealed with the Holy Spirit, when you sin, what will happen to the Holy Spirit? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, we can read this. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit. When you sin, you are grieving the Holy Spirit. When you don't serve God, you are grieving the Holy Spirit. What else we can read about such things that will help us to understand that we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling? James chapter 4, we can read also about such, how the Holy Spirit will be envied, and he will be jealous of what we are doing. When you are friendly with the world, James spoke about that. James chapter 4, verse 4 and 5, ye adulterers and adulteries, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friendship of the world is the enemy of God. When you are friendship with the world, with the worldly things, move away from God and love worldly things more than God, you are worldly. Do you think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? The Holy Spirit will be jealous. We are igniting jealousy in the Holy Spirit that's in us when we do wrong. And also, certain time, as we read in the book of Hebrews, the Holy Spirit will be insulted. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 26 to verse 31. Hebrews 10 verse 26 to verse 31. Say, for if you sin willfully, when you insist on wrongdoing, you know you are wrong, but still you insist on it. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, There remains no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose he, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despise unto the Spirit of grace. For ye know him that which has said, vengeance belongs unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We need to fear the Lord. We need to work out with fear and trembling our salvation. In Acts chapter 5, another story about what will happen to the Holy Spirit that we carry. Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to 11, the story of Anani and Sapphira. When they lie to Apostle Peter, when you lie to the church pastor who asks about certain things, what will happen? Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, saw the possession, and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Why is it remain? Was it not thine own? And if there was sought, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto God, unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that hear these things. And the young man arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in, and Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in, and found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as hear these things. Anani and Sapphira, both of them are believers. They were sealed with the Holy Spirit, but when they lie to the church leader, they fall and they die and they end up in hell. When you live in certain style of sin, that sin will be, you will be marked with, and such sin will hinder you from entering the kingdom of God. Put in your mind, if you live in sin, you live away from the ways of God and the will of God, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, say that, but the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and warmongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And we can read also what our Lord say then in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, and that will be our last scripture for this message. 21 to verse 23. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Let's all stand. You don't know which time you will die. And you don't know also, we don't know which time the Lord will come. But I need to be ready. Come now to the Lord, repent of your sin. Give up your own plan, ambitious things, and your own ways, your own course, following the course of the world. Give up all these things and come to God. When you receive Christ, it means you receive His word. Your faith in Christ is bound with obedience. When you obey, you are saved. The faith that always obey, that is the faith that brings salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. Thank you for your loving kindness. We bless you, Lord. I pray you draw your people now to you. Captivate their heart and their mind, O God. Captivate it. Bring them into your will, into the center of your will, in the path that you want them to go. They will give up their own plans, their own flesh and sinful desire, their own ambitious things. I rebuke it all. Come to the Lord. Give your life to Him. Oh God, save your people. Save people who are in sin. Take them out from darkness into the light. Hear our prayer, O God.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down.
Come to the Lord and give Him your life fully. Start to serve Him, to evangelize and make disciples and reach people.
Help me find the way.
Work out your salvation.
You're all I ever need.
separate it and let your will be done. I pray for fruit, disciples, a new area and field, and workers to be raised up to save you. God, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.